All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. You know what we're going to talk about tonight? Because we've already talked about it.
Yeah, we're just going to record it because it gets heated.
It does. It did. Maybe not now because we've talked about it, but it's going to be boats. What? I'm going. Boats? No, really, boats.
Yeah, we're not talking boats in the Navy. We're talking fishing boats.
Yeah, well, we're going big time. So Brad is going to graduate to the next level.
And finally, Mitch is thinking about it too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
And what getting to? I've had an aluminum boat now for.
He's been playing with the JV squad for a while.
Well, you still are, even though you're in a fiberglass, you're still JV. Just because you got a bigger boat doesn't make you a better fisherman.
Oh my God! Here we go. That just opened that whole
can. See, this is how we were talking about it.
It went from nice to you're about to take one.
Yeah. So you're saying that everybody in aluminum boat is on the JV squad?
Just his. Listen.
Explain that. Why aluminum is JV?
Well, your aluminum's JV. I'll tell you why
yours is JV. A lot of people like mine.
Because I remember we had these exact same conversations when you were buying the boat you have now.
I didn't even know
and
you
tell them what you have now. Yes, you did. You're out of your mind. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I wasn't having conversations about buying this boat.
We had it. I almost went with you down to Bass Pro.
Liar.
No.
I'm sitting between these two jokers.
Good thing.
Like going back and
Fists
forth.
Are coming.
Like,
And when you, because remember we had the talk, you could get the 115.
Oh, yeah.
Or the 150. And we went round and round, and finally you cheap bastard went for the 115. And you have, I think it was a regrettable move.
I don't think it's been regrettable.
Yeah, it's been a great motor if you like going 27 miles an hour across the water, lighting it on fire.
Oh, dude, that thing will hit 30.
Easy. 33 when you get down in elevation. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. No, but seriously, I went with that because at the time, I had a budget, I had where I could spend money, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I get the 150, I wanted a kicker. I had to have a kicker. Because that was very important to me. What I had for dollars.
More for show than for knowing what he does with it. But yeah.
I use it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's probably more than you do.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Let's just get it fighting.
So no, I went with the 115 because then I could get my 8 horsepower kicker with it for the same price as the 150 with no kicker.
Okay.
You know? So when I was talking to the folks there, I was going to gain like 6 miles an hour out of the 115 versus the 150. I know
a shitload of torque.
I know that the amount of time that I spend trolling, I don't want to do that on my big motor, mm-hmm. right? I don't want to put a jack plate on it to where I'm getting a lot of combustion in my engine.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, this 150, I want it to have it for a while. I'm going to go with the 115 that I don't need to troll with. Yeah. So that was my decision. Of course, I wanted the 150, but you're saying cheap. No, there was when you only have X amount to spend, you have X amount to spend. What can I get? Mitch, what do you think?
Cheap. What you can spend.
Cheap. Yes.
All right. So let's just say there were some errors made in that purchase.
There wasn't.
There were some errors made. Let's just say there were some errors made.
It didn't sound like it, but I guess there was.
Yeah, there were a couple. All right. So you now currently have a, what is it, 14 and a half foot tracker?
What? No. I have a Targa 18 combo.
Okay.
It's so he's
got
the gunnel.
He's got the Targa 18 combo and with the 115 Suzuki.
You can only be funny for so far. And then it just becomes annoying.
It's awesome. No, so you got the 115 Opti.
Yep.
And then you've got the 8 kicker, mm-hmm. and you've got the V2 Minn Kota on the front.
That's right.
So that is your arrangement now. You are going to graduate to the next level. You're going to step up to a fiberglass boat.
The only reason I would even say graduate is because I want better wind control.
Well, yeah.
The boat speed, I'm fine with.
Well, it gets better everything. Better handling, better wave, you know, busting, better wind control. Better, it's just, I think we all can agree fiberglass is a better boat for the most part.
It is.
Yep. You know, and, you know, of course, if you're running the Snake River in Oregon or something, that's not what you want. But, you know. But as far as for the type of fishing we like to do,
yes.
and as much fishing as we like to do, and then going to bigger lakes, you want the longer boat and the fiberglass boat because it handles that type of water better. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we are graduating.
So I'm still hearing why the original purchase was wrong.
No, the original purchase had some flaws, had some errors. That's all I'm saying. There were a few errors, and now
what are they? Just name three of them.
We're going to fix those. Motor, too small.
No. It was fine because I was fine with what I want.
Right. Well, yeah, it was fine with what you wanted, but it was still, I think the rest of us would look at that and go, I think I'd go a little bigger.
If he could afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Right.
If, I'd get a brand new Ranger.
What do you have? A 620, right?
Uh huh.
And if I had, I would not have your boat if I had more money to spend. I would get what Justin bought. Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want Justin's boat now?
The 622?
Yeah. It's a better boat.
622 with a 400.
Big. Yeah, too big.
No, not too
no.
big.
Way too big.
Why?
Way too big.
No way.
Why?
First off, I'd never fit in my garage. Too big. Second off, then you really do have to have the right kind of truck to pull that. Too big. Third, you guys start getting those massive boats and trying to get them in and out of the water and all this other stuff at some of our boat ramps, especially when the water starts to drop. Too big.
No.
It's too
no.
big.
I could handle it.
No, that's easy.
All right. Well,
it's easy.
Throw that bad boy around.
It's easy. I would.
Yeah. Yeah. But as far as perfect for our use, 20 foot is perfect. 21 is on the big end. 22, gigantic.
It is gigantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to see it.
I do want to see
it. Well, there's not a whole lot of difference between that and the 21, other than the fact the front casting deck is the size of the Titanic. You know, and so it's just huge, and you can, you know, and you put more horsepower on it, but it doesn't go, it's not a fast boat, you know, and so your optimal amount of speed compared to horsepower is going to come out of your 20, 620 or 20 foot, whatever you choose. So let's talk about what you're looking at. I know Brad is a trackier lover galore. So you are talking about the...
I've looked at a lot of boats, but I think I'm probably going to be end up going with the ZV.
Okay. So you're going to do the Nitro ZV?
Yes.
Okay. And have you looked at, what else have you looked at? Have you looked at the Vexus?
The Vexus, just because there's no dealerships around here, it's hard to look at them other than online because they don't have them here in Colorado. Right. I love the Vexus and what it offers, but there's no way that I would spend $80,000 or so on a boat that I've never been able to sit in, drive, fish with, or just even be around other than I've seen one live drive by me.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, but that's not enough to make a decision when you're buying $8,000.
Well, you know, they haven't even been out that long. I mean, I'm not knocking them by any means. It sure sounds like they're great boats, but yeah, let's give them a little bit longer before, you know, it's like, whoo, here's,
you two don't take have my a little bit longer. You're both getting gray and long in the tooth.
Well,
that, and this may be the last boat he ever buys.
I'm going to probably be riding my 17-foot tracker into the sunset. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's fine.
They got kids in college, and another one coming up. I mean, he wants a rifle. He's only 12. Well, I'm going to get him a rifle, and I'll keep running that 17-footer.
Did you? So have you looked at, so tell me why you're not considering a Ranger.
Ranger, I think that what's turned me off is the issues with service that you've had with them. I had nothing but respect for them, but then the problem with all the cracking and the fiberglass and the fits that you've had just getting outside of warranty with hull maintenance and things like that is frustrating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know, I mean, it happens.
And that's more frustrating for me too. And that's really more Ranger boats than the dealership or anything.
No, yeah, it's not the dealership.
Yeah.
It was Ranger not willing to take responsibility for the fact that I was getting some stress cracks in the upper cap. Uh-huh. And, you know, it would be, I think I was just a few months initially when I approached them. And they kind of blew me off and blew me off and blew me off. And then finally, oh, now you're a year outside. We're not doing it. And I was like, well, you're only a couple months outside when I brought this to your attention. And then they initially covered half of the cost of the first set of repairs. And when some more stress cracking occurred, you know, they refused to do anything about it. And then actually just refused to even... talk to me about
so it's like anything when you're buying something. I mean, I love the Rangers. I love riding around in your boat. I've been in other Rangers. They're fantastic. Yeah. But knowing you for having that boat for the last several years and those fits, it's like, God, what kind of customer service is that? So it starts putting a little bit of bad taste in my mouth. Right. What if I had issues? How is that? I mean, so.
And I don't know anything about what the Nitro customer service is going to be like, or their warranty. I mean,
and I don't know. All I know is because I've been, because it's a Bass Pro product, yeah. right? I mean, their Bass Pro Cabela's has that boat there, and the folks that I know at Bass Pro and the issues that I had with when I had Mitch's boat before and when I had mine now, bring it in. When I had my trailers, bring it in. Yeah. I mean, it was right away. Mm-hmm. So it's something I'm more comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, you start, and I don't know because I've never owned a ZV.
Well, and I know there is debate in the fishing world, and you and I've talked about this before, that the ZV isn't as well made as the Ranger or the Vexus or the, you know, maybe the
Skeeter.
Yeah. So that is also the other, I don't know anybody that's had a ZV for several years. Everybody I know that has a ZV.
That's one of my hesitations.
Does a boat swap or something.
Yep. Everybody I know has had them for like 3-4 years.
If that. Yeah.
And then how well is that?
You know right. What I mean? Right. And so I know.
That's the hesitation on it.
Right. I guess to put your mind at ease with the Ranger part, yes, I've had some issues, but I still, my boat is still what I think is awesome, you know.
Oh, it is. No, and I'm not. I'm not saying
that. And it does well, and it's done well, and I've been in some just massive, you know, waves and water on it, and it's done really well. And I think that's good. And I also see a lot of 2000, 2002, 2003 Rangers out there, or even older, that still look almost as good as my boat. And so I think,
I think
the quality is there for the most part. I have had a couple issues and been a little bit disappointed by the company. But, you know, again, the company is in the middle of being bought out and turmoil and all this other stuff. That could be part of the reason I've had issues. But I have never seen, and granted, ZVs have not been around a super long time either. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason. But I have never seen a ZV that was one of the originals that somebody's still rolling with. I just haven't.
I don't know anybody.
I don't either. They get them new and turn them in. And yeah. You know, you got Nate. He's had, this is like his third one, I think. But you know, the bottom line is your same ZV, that the Nitro compared to a Ranger, the same, you know, size, motor, everything. I mean, it's still just that much more money for a Ranger.
It is.
Right. I mean, your same setup that you're looking for, it'd probably be, you know, 25, 30 grand more. In a Ranger,
probably at least 20.
So I mean, is there 20 grand
for it?
Better quality? Yeah, exactly. Like a Ranger owner is going to be like, well, yeah, because it's that much better. But is it the name
or Skeeter?
You know,
look at the Skeeters or the Tritons, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Triton is a lot cheaper than either one of those two options. And but you know, are they still as good? I can tell you, they're fast. They may break apart going across the water, but they're fast. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I only see a few here and there. But I see Skeeters. I know a lot of guys, not a lot, but I know a few guys who have Skeeters, and they love them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dan has a 20-foot, and Brett has a 19-foot Skeeter.
Yeah, well, and I know some guys up in Wyoming that we fish with that have them and like them. Mm-hmm. So, and I've actually seen a Skeeter get run up on the back of it.
Yeah.
In a boat accident. And it broke the Yamaha cowling, and that other boat was sitting on top of the Skeeter, and it didn't sink. So I was pretty impressed by that, I got to tell you. And actually no real visible damage. It was pretty impressive. But so, you know, I mean, that's probably a pretty good option too, if you're looking through. So, you know, I mean, those are all, and then warranties, you got to look at warranties.
Oh, sure.
I think warranty is a big thing with these boats. Because they do. I mean, a lot of Midwest guys don't understand, especially if they live on a series of lakes or something, that we trailer everywhere. I know a lot of guys put their, you know, boats come in. I mean, some of them don't even buy boats with trailers. So, you know, but we trailer everywhere. So.
Yeah. Cause we're not going 5 miles down the road to a lake.
So we get a lot of jarring and stuff like that. Yeah. That puts a lot of stress on these boats. Yeah. So, well, let's talk motors. I think motors is something that we got in the most debate about before we started recording, because I am all about getting
as big as you can,
as big as you can, if you're going to get the performance out of it. See, that was always the big thing with Evinrude and Merck, right? Cause I have a Rude on mine, is, you know,
that turned me off too when they first had Evinrudes, because they were having nothing but issues with the Evinrude when Ranger, when those Evinrudes were put on the Rangers. They were, there was the all kinds of
brand new G2s.
They were having all.
Well, that was
kinds
all the very first stuff. Year.
Yes.
Well, the G2s, that was a steering thing. That wasn't a,
no, was
that wasn't
thing.
A motor. No, the motors were fine. It was the steering. It's the middle.
No, we had a couple guys that we were fishing with that the that the engine would just, I can't remember what it was. It was like it would max out at RPM sitting there idling and then it would cut off and then they couldn't go when they're running down the lake. It would shut them down to like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah. Like going wide open. Like almost, it would just kill.
Kill.
And I can't remember what it was, but it was a Evinrude.
But that was an Evinrude thing that they got fixed. But right there, I was like, geez, you spent 80 grand on a Ranger. You'd think that they would have a good engine on it. I mean, that was a while ago, and I'm not. That's not Ranger's problem, and that's been fixed. And
right.
I mean, that can be with any.
Well, and that's not even a debate anymore because the only way you're going to find one of those is if you buy it used.
Used, yeah, but, because it's Mercury now.
Yeah, but that's kind of the what I was getting at is before it was, you know, you could get a Rude that was the high output, the HOs that weighed less than the Mercury's, and get the same amount or more horsepower with less weight, and so that engine would, you know, outperform as far as if you got a 620 with a 250 HO. That was faster than a 620 with a 250 Opti.
That's the thing that I always, that I think is interesting. Like the guys that have those 250 and 300s, they get the bigger motor to go faster. What's fast? What do you think? What do you need to have?
Well, between the 300 and the 250, there is not much difference.
No, but what do you want to get out of your boat?
Yeah, what speed is now you went from?
No, that's the good speed.
It's a good boat to, and that's a fast boat.
I think 53 to 55 is fast. I think anything over 55 is going to put you in the top couple boats. But there, you know, like I said, that Triton, I watched that Triton with the 350 go by me. Like I was going the opposite direction. It went by me so fast.
Sure. Well, it's only like 1 inch in the water.
And the Triton is a light boat.
Yes.
So, I don't know how the Triton's made or anything else or the quality of it, but they used to make Triton in the same factory with Ranger. They don't anymore, but or maybe they still do. I can't remember, but it's one of those things. Anyways, but that thing just flew by me with the 350 Verado. I mean, just gone, right? And I'm going 53, 54 in my 620 with the
trimmed up.
Yeah, 250 HO, and it just motored past me. But I will tell you this. There are a lot of Rangers out there that have the 300 Verado that are the 620s with the 300 Verado. And we're almost neck and neck the whole way.
Sure.
I mean, and actually there's
well, that HO is running more around that 290 anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. But the ones that go with the 350s on a 621.
It's heavier.
Yeah. We sail right past that.
Yeah. It's because it's too heavy.
Yeah.
I know for me, when we're talking speed, it is probably that 50, 45-ish even. Because, you know, I spent my life going 28 to 30.
I know.
And I jump in with Junior and it's like, woohoo! Yeah, hang on. Yeah. I mean, it is such a difference.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, difference. Man, we can get anywhere we want.
Right.
And so to me, 50, yes, is, I think that's what everybody kind of thinks. Okay, it's fast. It goes 50.
Yeah.
what's the average size of our lakes?
Well, it's not our for lakes. Our lakes.
No, but no, yeah, it is. You're fishing predominantly our lakes.
No, but no.
But how many times do you go to Michigan?
Competition anywhere.
Many times do you go to Michigan or Pathfinder or Glendale? Go a few times a year.
Yeah. I mean, but that's where I want that speed.
So this is where I'm getting at. So even if you went up to McConaughey, that's soon. It's like 22 miles. It's big.
Yep.
Big long. So it's like 22 miles.
For what?
So to McConaughey. I'm just saying, because that's the closest really big lake. Glendo's similar, but they're both about the same distance. So if you're able to go that 50 miles an hour, 50, 54, whatever that is, and you start off at the ramp, you got to go to the west end. If you're going off at Divers Bay, going to the west end, you go 20 miles at 50, 10 minutes, right? If I'm going 40, I'm getting there in 12. Mm-hmm. What's the big advantage to that? Is 40 fast enough? What are the speed limits for all the lakes in Colorado?
You sound like an old fuddy. I'll tell you what.
He's making a good point.
We're at Divers Bay and I'm going to go fish west and so are you, my butt's getting there 2 minutes ahead of yours because I got a 250 instead.
And what's the value of that? What's the value of that other than outside of competition?
Because I sailed right past you and waved.
So that's worth the extra $7,000 to $10,000.
You bet. 100%.
So what's the speed limit in all lakes of Colorado? What is the speed limit?
I don't even know. No,
40.
Yeah, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you what. Listen to me.
Here's a guy that's the little man syndrome. Even though you're not little, you're like, I got to go faster than everybody else.
Listen, because that's more important. There is some real value in being able to look over at these wakeboarders, and they're in their $125,000 wakeboard boats, and all you got to do is just nudge that throttle past just a little bit, and you just wave.
That's it. Later. So I'm hearing ego come into play.
Oh, you bet.
And I'm more dollars and cents. What's value to what?
You know what? The value is everything becomes relative. So the second you graduate up to a faster boat, the bigger motor.
I'm purposely going to buy a 19 now, the 225.
You can have it, whatever. Purposely be fishing by yourself. The difference
I'll
is,
go with you.
Is yeah. you
and get, that's the best way to keep him out of my boat. Yeah. Thank you.
But you get used to
it. That was easy. That was great. And cheaper.
See, now you know why we get into it. Listen, you get used to that. It becomes standard. You get used to it. It ups every part of your game. You're here. You're going. You expect that performance out of that boat. And if you go back down to it, it's like going from a Corvette to a wheelchair.
Don't ever upgrade your truck, because right now your truck is older than dirt and it pulls your boat everywhere. But don't upgrade it, because, oh my God, you couldn't go back.
Well, you're right. Like if I bought a new diesel, there was no way I could ever go back. If I took one of Mitch's diesels, he's like, here, take this one. I'll loan it to you. No. I would be
I'm getting a diesel.
Yeah, I stay away. Like when Dan and I would go and we would take his brand new Ford diesel and pull the 620 with the camper, and it would, in the Wyoming wind, we would, you know, 90 miles an hour up the hill. It was like, oh my God, right? And then I get in mine and I'm Fred Flintstoning it up the hill.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, so there is that. But I'm
why haven't you bought a bigger truck to pull that big boat?
Because I bought the big boat and I can't afford the bigger truck.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, so,
down to dollars to you at some point.
Well, I'll just be happy to sacrifice the truck that can get it done for the boat that will get it done.
Yeah, but I don't know. You're pulling at 55. Dan's going 90. He's getting to that lake. He's getting an extra 4 hours of fishing.
That's right. You got it.
You know, I'll take the 2 minutes on my end when you're losing 4 hours on the other.
If he's pulling a smaller boat with a smaller motor, I'm going to catch his ass.
You're losing that argument. It's an ego thing.
It's not an ego thing. It's you get used to the performance and you need it to get where you're going.
No, I am agreeing with you. I'm just being a devil's advocate, just trying to piss you off. But it's funny because it's really what it comes down to, what you can afford. I agree with you, is get the best that you can get when you have the money to spend it.
Yeah.
All right. There's nothing wrong with running an aluminum boat that only goes 30 miles an hour. If that's what you can, it's better than fishing from shore or fishing from the cow, wishing to go and fishing.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I ran a 14 foot with a 10 horse. So did Mitch. That's, that's what you do.
Right.
I had a 7.5 horse. When I moved up to that 10, I was like, wow. You know what
I mean? So, I think I can actually get on plane.
So
with this.
Flip this so hat when you around. Go from that, when you go from that to a 90, which I had on my 17 foot, then to a 115 with an 18 foot wide gunnels. You're like, wow, it is the performance. It's like you said, it is. I agree with you on that. I'm just being devil's advocate, is what you can afford for performance. So if you're going out there shopping for a boat, you got to have dollars in mind. If that wasn't the question, everybody'd be buying a $90,000 Ranger.
Right.
Because they're a great boat, right? Right?
And then throw in the diesel tow truck.
Why not? Yeah, I mean, for another 70 grand, you're good. For 160 each, chump change, just go get it.
Yeah.
You know,
but more than my first house.
Yes. That's three of my houses. My first house was $48,000.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. But
well, and you lived in Nebraska.
That's true. I know. So I'm thinking of getting a new boat. And it's been good to have these conversations, because what's important to me or Josh or Mitch can be different for you. It's what you can afford. But I think we can all agree on, whatever you're buying, try to get the biggest
bang for your buck.
Biggest bang for your buck. Right.
Yep.
And if that's aluminum, fine. If that's a 19-foot fiberglass, fine. If that's a 21-foot, fine. You know what I mean? Because you do notice the difference. If speed is important to you to be able to go 54,
well, this is new boat volume one, because we haven't even talked kickers.
Oh, my God.
We haven't talked electric. We haven't talked, what are you going to put on, Lowrance, Hummingbird, Garmin. Mm-hmm. They got some new crazy Garmin stuff out.
Stuff is looking
and
good.
So,
it's
It's
pretty cool.
You know, so there's a lot of stuff to talk about when we start talking about the new boat, and all of which we are equally as passionate about. I mean, we started arguing about the kicker
before we started. That is what started it.
You know, I know.
So I'm just, you know, so this is maybe volume one. So there might be more boat in the future, but
yeah.
You know.
Hey, send your questions to us, what you have, your thoughts.
Not questions, send your answers.
Send your thoughts. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
Yep.
Help me make that decision because I want to know. Yeah. You know, so at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. If you have another suggestion for a podcast that you want to hear something different this time of year, let us know. Starting to get hard water in some areas, so that's perfect. We're going to start talking ice fishing.
I'm getting excited.
Yep.
Oof, it's not going to happen here for a while, boys. But I was just out there today, 45 degrees.
Make sure, well.
Ontario.
North Dakota.
Knocking holes in the ice with hammers. Killing the trout.
Walking out there, knocking. And then they put the boat in the lake off the boat ramp to recover
in
your
body. Well, in the afternoon.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So, hey, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, like to thank you for listening to boats. Help us make the decision. We want to hear what you're running, what you're doing, sending us to us on our Gmail account. So we do appreciate it. And thanks for everything you guys do.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.